At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710 for ISN. 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, Kevin Bunk, all part of the show tonight, as you can be as well with the aforementioned number. The Bartometer is part of the show. We'll get to that in just a moment. In teasing the Bartometer, I said it's going to help us work some Thanksgiving magic. And then I immediately, after I went off air, said that made no sense. I don't know what the hell I was trying to say, but I think you've forgotten about it by now or didn't listen in the first place, so I will stop bringing it up. Let's go to Jared in Baltimore before we do that. Hey, Jared, what's up?
Hey, Bart.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What are you calling about? What's going on?
The Ravens-Bengals game.
What about it?
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, I think the Ravens will probably win. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a lot of yards, and I hope to see Lamar Jackson look a little more like Lamar Jackson other than what he looked like whatever last week was against the Browns. But I would probably take the Ravens.
You don't think the Ravens' defense can hold Burrow on his first game back?
I think Burrow's itching to play, and he's going to put up a bunch of yards.
But they don't have Higgins.
Well, what do you think? Who cares what I think? What do you think?
I mean, they just chase and Burrow. They have no run game.
All right. Well, do you want to know what I think, or you just want to tell me what you think?
You can tell me.
Well, I already did, but you don't like anything I'm saying. That might have been the worst call I've ever taken. And do you know what it takes for me to say that? Like, that guy's playing Truth or Dare. Dare, call a radio show.
Yeah, I don't know what happened at the end. I dumped it. Because I wasn't sure, but I don't think he said anything bad. But the call was so bad, we could probably just dump the entire thing.
Yeah, why don't you just dump this show and I'll get my Thanksgiving break started early.
I'll call Jody Mack and see if he's got any interviews to send us. A Tuesday night get together here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's your boy, Jody Mack.
Oh, God, I love Jody Mack.
Oh, Jody's the best.
I know. All right, let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Firing up the Bartometer, it is my machine, ran on artificial intelligence. that lets us know the answers to things that are just too hard for the human brain to try to figure out. Before I plug in tonight's topic, just one more note on the previous call. I think what we've done, Carlos, is we've given out TSA pre-check to too many people.
Yeah.
I think we need to run a
proper security line here.
Yeah.
All right.
So, tell you this. New Year's resolution, 2026. We're going to screen these calls a little bit better.
So, actually do my job in a new year. Gotcha.
Yeah. We won't start that, though, until the new year.
Yeah. January 2nd, we'll hit the ground running.
Yeah. We'll do that in the new year. Tonight's Bartometer is what needs to be on your Thanksgiving table. What needs to be on your Thanksgiving table? I told the Bartometer, look, there's a lot of Thanksgiving topics that shows do. I don't want to do any of the what are you sports thankful for? Which, have you ever heard, when people do that, they don't just say, what are you thankful for in sports? Which maybe I'd be less offended. But they always phrase it, what are you sports thankful for? That doesn't make sense. What are you thankful for in sports? That would make sense. What are you sports thankful for? But I hear all these food takes, and I hear all these, well, at our Thanksgiving, we have spaghetti. What? At our Thanksgiving, we just, we have a pizza. What are we doing here? I don't think Thanksgiving is the holiday for counterculture opportunity. I feel like on Thanksgiving, you either do Thanksgiving or you don't. If on Thursday, the final Thursday of November, you want to get together and have a meal with friends and family and you want to order pizzas, you're more than welcome to order pizzas. But you don't get to say, for our Thanksgiving, we order pizzas. No, you're not having a Thanksgiving. You're having a Thursday get-together. Thanksgiving is the meal. Football's included. Family's included. Yelling about politics is included. Somebody getting too drunk is included. But more than anything, it is the meal. So here are the 8 things that make a Thanksgiving meal a Thanksgiving meal. At number 8, this is going to be pumpkin pie. Now, it's less a part of the meal, but there does need to be a dessert. And the dessert needs to be a pumpkin pie. You can bring other pies. Maybe somebody doesn't like pumpkin or you're already pumpkined out. But pumpkin pie is the pie. If you're going to bring pecan and apple and whatever, you can bring those 2 pies. You must also have the pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is a part of the Thanksgiving meal. At number 7, there needs to be some bread component, but it needs to be dinner rolls. You need the rolls that you can open up and you butter. And that's typically, you get your plate, right? And you think, what should I eat first? And you open up a butter roll and you butter it and then you eat a bite. That's stupid. Don't do that. Save it. Slop up the gravy. Slop up everything else. Make mini sandwiches with all the rest of your food that you've had separated and now like put together like it's a salad. That's when you use the rolls. The rolls are basically an edible fork at the end of your meal when you still got some gravy and some other slop. But they need to be a part of it. Thanksgiving meal essentials. Number 6. This is where you can do something a little different, because this is going to vary region by region. Okay? I don't want to say quite casserole, but the maybe family or regional dish needs to be a part of it. So what is that going to be? Green bean casserole, very good. Macaroni and cheese, I think kind of started maybe East Coast or even in the South. But as more people find out about, like, and I'm not talking like Velveeta with all due. I'm talking about like crusted macaroni and cheese, multiple cheeses, baked macaroni. I mean, you're making, it's like a 6-hour production of this macaroni and cheese. That counts. Polenta. I've had that growing up in Italian homes. So some sort of dish. It could be like a regional dish. It could be like, you know, break out grandma's recipes. Grandma's handwriting still on it. And we all think, oh, remember grandma? And a bunch of kids say, nah, not really. She died 20 years ago. And it's like the only time you ever bring her up. Was she a terrible person? She can make one hell of a green bean casserole. So as long as she can keep that GBC coming from the grave, we don't care how, you know, borderline she was. We love her. We at least love the food she made. So regional familial dish comes in at number 6. That needs to be on the table. What needs to be on the table at Thanksgiving? Number 5. This is going to be your cranberry sauce. Now, let me tell you this. I don't like cranberry sauce. I like vodka cranberries, but I don't like cranberry sauce. And there's the debate about, do you take it out of the can? Do you have it homemade? I don't like it. I don't need it. I'm not going to touch it. I don't want it. But it's Thanksgiving, and it needs to be on the table. Somebody's going to eat it. Someone's going to say, oh, you got the can. It's just got to be a part of it. I don't like it. I'm not touching it. But if I'm having Thanksgiving solo by myself, I will buy the cranberry sauce, take it out of the can, put it there, complain to myself that it's gross, throw it away, but it needs to be there. Or else it's not a Thanksgiving. These are not recommendations. These are what makes it Thanksgiving. Number 4. Shockingly low on this list. Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, of course, are a part of Thanksgiving. They're low because I feel like some of these other things. When do you eat green bean casserole? How often do you have cranberry sauce? How much during a given year are you eating pumpkin pie? Mashed potatoes, I can go through a drive-thru and get KFC's mashed potatoes at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. There's nothing special about mashed potatoes, but they need to be there. Mashed potatoes need to be in the starting 5. Vital part of the meal. Number 3. Gravy. Oh, yes. Could you pass the gravy dish? I'm pouring it so professional. Just make a big vat of it. I've been known to, once everybody's done eating and off on their merry way, I've been known to just grab turkey legs, stick them in the gravy on the stove, and just eat it like I'm dipping chips in salsa. Gravy brings it all together. I mentioned those dinner rolls. Sop it up with the gravy. Maybe scoop a little mashed potatoes, then circle it around in that gravy. You gotta have gravy. Number 2. You could go with a little in the bird stuffing. You could go with a little bake separately dressing. But that needs to be there. The stuffing, the dressing. Oh, and you know what's good about stuffing and dressing? I think it's all good. I actually think this is like the closest other food we have to pizza. Or even bad pizza's good pizza. I gotta tell you, one of the things that was a red flag for some of my in-laws was I had to try this dressing. Oh, now you're a part of this. By being a part of this family, you have unlocked the key that only the select few get, and that is the dressing that we serve at Thanksgiving. And I had some of it, and it was, like, very good. And then the next day, I was like, oh, give me some of that dressing again, and I had some of it. But they make the special dressing, and then they make some stovetop as well, so there's enough for everybody. And I go, oh, it tastes even better the second day, warmed up. And they're like, no, we finished the good stuff. You're just eating stovetop. I gotta be honest, man. It's all good. I wasn't disparaging this world-renowned dressing. I was complimenting all stuffing and dressing as a whole. But oh boy, did that not go over well. Got kicked out of the house. I'm married to my second wife. I'm not. And I wasn't going to even make the joke, but then I did. And now here I am. But we move on. Stuffing dressing at number one. The rest of that story was true. Still allowed in the house. Number one. It's obvious. It's turkey. But here's why it's number one. And here's why this list is a list to begin with. Because there's a lot of different things that people do at Thanksgiving. There's the different dishes. There's maybe another special family whatever. Or another tradition that you have. You go into everybody's home, there'll be some differences. You know, it's like ballparks. You walk in, oh, this is a major league ballpark. I recognize that, but little different nooks and little different crannies. But it does seem like there's a movement to replace the turkey with ham or roast beef or steak or something else. We gotta stop this. Turkey is the meat. Turkey is the bird. I know it's dry. I know it makes you sleepy. I know you say, oh, turkey, I don't even like turkey. Some people don't cook it well. And even if you don't, even if you can't take a bite of turkey, the difference between the white meat, the dark meat, get a drummy, get a thigh, whatever. You can put it in that gravy. You can put it in that mashed potato. You can use it like it's a fork and scoop up some of the rest of the plate. You gotta have the turkey. You got to have the turkey. On a Thanksgiving meal, you need the pumpkin pie, the dinner rolls, the family or regional dish, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, the cranberry sauce, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the stuffing, and you need the turkey. You can eat whatever the hell you want on Thursday. I don't care. I really don't. Where I draw the line is you can't take a picture and post it and say, having pizza for Thanksgiving. You're not having Thanksgiving. You're having pizza for lunch. You're not having Thanksgiving. Oh, look at us. For Thanksgiving, we do steaks. No, you don't. You get the family over and you have steaks once a year. That's called a family reunion. You're not doing Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the turkey. And that is the Bartometer. I would say that's a pretty aggressive food take from the Bartometer. Carlos, you're a food connoisseur.
Indeed I am, and I might hate almost everything about this list.
Well, what do you eat? I don't want to say a food because then you'll be like, why did you say that food?
Now I'm interested. What food should I be eating? What food does my people eat? And what do you mean, my people?
I was going to say like enchiladas and burritos and stuff, even though you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, definitely not Mexican. Although enchiladas and burritos would kick ass. That being said, all right, let me go with the things that I like on the Bartlemeter. Pumpkin pie is too low. It needs to be higher. I love me some pumpkin pie. Toss out dinner rolls. What the hell you need bread for? The casserole stuff, yeah, you're right, because it is a regional thing. Mac and cheese, that's a must. Yeah. I'm not even going to denigrate Velveeta. Velveeta is great if you know how to make it, which is the instructions are on the box, people. Don't mess it up. Cranberry sauce, you can throw it in the trash. Mashed potatoes is an absolute must. Gravy for the mashed potatoes. Here's why I don't like the list, other than dinner rolls and cranberry sauce. You have gravy to put onto that turkey. Turkey, there's a reason people only have it once a year. It's not good. I don't care if it's Cajun turkey, if it's the Popeye's turkey, if it's your great-great Nana's recipe from the old country turkey, or even like, you know, Caribbean. You want to throw some jerk, you know, Jamaican-style turkey on it. Turkey is an overrated bird. I haven't had turkey in at least 15 years. I sent you a picture of what we have on Thanksgiving, and it's delicious. I do love me some stuffing, though, so the Bartlemeter is right on that. So I'm good eliminating four things from this list, and the other four things are an absolute must. So this is the Bartlemeter batting of 500, which is good enough to get you into the Hall of Fame if that was your lifetime career.
I just really think you got to have turkey or it's not Thanksgiving. You can have a meal, but it's got to be turkey.
Yeah, I disagree. I've had Thanksgiving my entire life, every year. It doesn't change. It's always on a Thursday. Haven't had turkey for at least half of them. I'm not a big ham guy. My mother tried a ham once, and we were like, this doesn't feel natural. It feels weird. The ham is more like a Christmas thing, so I'm okay with that. You know, it's not like I'm against turkey. It's just there are other things that are better. So we do a roast pork, which is pernil, and it's delicious. And my wife, she cooks twice a year. And once a year, it's that. I cook primarily the entire year. So when she makes that, it's like a chef just came to my house and slayed down in the kitchen with an A++ recipe for a giant, big-ass pork that takes hours to marinate / cook. And she seasoned it yesterday. Today's Tuesday. So that thing's in my fridge for 4 days before it actually hits the oven. That's phenomenal. I don't need a turkey. Bartlemeter, you need to expand your palate a little bit.
It's never eaten, so I don't know that.
Fair enough. We're taking food advice from a artificial intelligence machine. So,
yeah. 888-710-4476. We have our power rankings coming up in a little bit, but a lot more until we get there. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That's how they get you. It's all mapped out. That is what they do. Who's they? You know. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. The Bartometer tonight is trying to tell us, humans, what we should eat at Thanksgiving. And the determination is, really, on Thursday, eat what you want. I mean, seriously, eat what you want. I'm not going to judge you. It's your mouth. It's your body. You eat what you want. But if it's not turkey on the middle of that plate, you are not at Thanksgiving. You might be at a family get together. You might be at a family reunion. You might be at somebody's house eating food. But for it to be Thanksgiving...
You might be in your car. You might be in your job.
You could be eating at your mom's. You could be eating at your dad's. You could be eating at your grandma's. You could be eating next to the Odyssey app. Just say, Alexa, on your smart speaker, play Odyssey Infinity Sports Network. But it's not Thanksgiving unless you have turkey. Couple calls on this, and then we'll do our power rankings. Kane is in D.C. What's up, Kane?
How you feeling, Bart?
Good. How are you?
All right, man. I'm a long-time, first-time.
Hey, well, welcome in. I'm glad that turkey got you motivated to pick up the phone.
It most certainly did. And you know what, Bart? I have to agree with you on this one. If you want to call it Thanksgiving, there has to be a turkey in the middle of the table. If it's not, it's a get-together. It's a Friendsgiving. You made a great point. Everybody doesn't cook turkey well. I have a brother, and he smokes turkey, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. I've had some great turkey, man.
Great. He fries them, too. He fries the turkeys as well. So I'm not knocking anybody if you want to have something else. I'm not, because I heard one person say they like, I love duck, too. But on Thanksgiving, I would like to have me a turkey drum.
Yeah. And it's fine. Whatever you're going to eat on Thursday is fine. But if there's not turkey, you're not having Thanksgiving. Maybe it's semantics. Maybe I'm a stickler for nothing. But that's just the way I was raised. And thanks for the call. Grant is in Wisconsin. What's up, Grant?
Hey, Bart. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up with you?
Not much. You know, I feel like Carlos is like banging on turkey. I feel like there's a little PS, little problem with having some bad turkey. If it's cooked well, turkey is fantastic. But even if it's not traditional, if my favorite form of cooked turkey is smoked turkey. You do, you know, a little bit of mesquite, a little bit of oak. And that, you know, have it just as an option from the original turkey. It is juicy and delicious. On another question for you, I'm a Bears fan. I spoke to you last week, and I'm wondering, do you think they have a puncher's chance this Friday?
Against Philly? Sure.
Yeah,
this will be a good test for them. Probably be a good test for Philadelphia, too, but if there's a good time to – get Philly while they're like begging to lose. This would be a good time. So certainly I think a lot of people think the Bears they're good. I think they think that this is a nice story. I think they still think they're a year away maybe, but if you want to accelerate the conversation, go beat Philadelphia this weekend.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, with the loss last week, they are going to be hungry for a win. And, Bears, especially on defense, still have a lot of starters out. So I feel like they're going to lose this weekend, but I don't necessarily think that means the end of the playoffs for them.
No, Grant, thanks for the call. I'm excited about that game on Friday. I think we got a great slate of games, even if the Bengals' record doesn't indicate it, because we're going to see Joe Burrow back. We're going to see Green Bay in Detroit. We're going to see the Chiefs in Dallas. These are all Thursday, of course. There's a ton of good college on Friday, too. There's, like, so much good college on Friday, there's, like, no good college on Saturday. Except for, you know, maybe Ohio State, Michigan. But a lot of the good, impactful college, and we'll talk some college coming up, is going to be on Friday of this week. So I'm excited to just go to the in-laws and just be one with the couch. I hope they expect very little of me, because I will be providing less than that. And I can say it's for my job. So, Brian's in Georgia. Brian.
Hey, Bart. First time I got through to you.
Hey, man. What's
up? I agree with you. Turkey has to be on the table. But the keystone ingredient to all of your list, which I agree with mostly, is the gravy. Because you can add, and the turkey acts as the mop at the end to push whatever else you need to into a pile. Just to, you don't want to get too gross, but I don't care. But I really liked what you said, because my wife works at a pizza place and she's scheduled from 9 to 7 on Thanksgiving. And pizza's not having Thanksgiving. They're having lunch on Thursday.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to tell her to use that line as much as she can on Thanksgiving Day.
Good luck to her.
Good luck to your Packers, but I think they're going to run into my favorite team, the Patriots, in the Super Bowl. I just had this weird feeling that that was going to happen. It'd be like a 28-year reunion of them playing, and that'd be fun to watch.
Oh, that would be fun. I, at this point, as a Packer fan, I'll just take that. I don't think they're getting there. I would even take a Super Bowl loss right now.
Two new teams, knock all off the good teams, and be like, wow, how did the Packers-Patriots get here?
Yeah, I like that. All right, Brian, you have a good weekend. Good luck to your wife.
Yep. Hey, I'm pulling her out of work to eat turkey.
Hey, yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Brian in Georgia calling up. Again, eat whatever you want on Thursday. You can have pizza on Thursday, but then what you're doing is you're having pizza on Thursday. You're not having Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving needs to be the turkey. 888-710-4476. We'll do our power rankings. We'll come back, talk about these college rankings that came out again tonight. And we got some picks throughout the night, so lots to get into right now. Another update, it's Marco Belletti.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for Worst and Five. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz. We'll have the list for you as well. Before I get into the list, just want to shout out Luka Doncic tonight. Lakers against the Clippers. Luka, 24 points, 5 of 8 from 3, and 3 assists and 1 rebound. So that was Luka's night. So far, that was only the first quarter. Luka's got 24 points in the first quarter.
Man, what a deal for the Mavericks, huh?
Yeah. How did Nico not get fired sooner?
How was he allowed to make this trade?
That's why I said they fired him at the dumbest time. Either fire him when he tells you he wants to trade him, or you made the trade and now you got to stick with it. But alas, worst team in the league, a lot of contenders. I really wanted to go with the Raiders. Man, they are terrible.
They stink.
And I think I would have. But there is only one team that mathematically has been eliminated from the postseason before Thanksgiving, and that is the New York Giants, so I give it to the New York Giants. Losers of 6 in a row, as are the Commanders and the Titans. Raiders have lost 5 in a row, but I got to give it to the Giants. My condolences to you, sir.
Oh, no, 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 because I'm with you. It is definitely the Nye Giants.
You suck!
And just for that little E that's right next to him. Now, you might be asking, but how are the Titans still in the postseason chase? They only have one win. It's a 1-10 Tennessee. That's because the AFC, you know, just statistically is a weaker conference than the NFC. So the Giants have no mathematical chance in order to make it into the postseason.
Yeah, the Titans have a mathematical chance.
Right, it's the strangest thing because nobody.
I don't know how they do.
I don't know either, but that's probably because of that whole bunch of teams that are smack dab in the middle of things. If let's say that the Titans would be essentially need to win out and have like 3-4 teams all lose ahead of them, so it's not going
to
happen.
I'm going to try to figure it out because if they won out, if the Titans won out,
they'd be still... a 7-10 team. This would be worse than when Seattle made the playoffs a couple of years ago when they were 7-9.
Yeah, there's still less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs.
It'll get extinguished this week anyway.
Yeah, they'll be there. They just
they're not there right now, so it's definitely the Nye Giants. But at least Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator / terrorist, has been relieved of his duties, so thank God for that.
You suck!
I was going to see like if these AFC South teams lose, but they play each other a lot. I don't even know what the mathematical.
Don't even need to rack your brain. They're going to get eliminated this week.
I know, but I'm just playing around. I'm playing around with all these games just to try to figure out if there's a way I can get them to go above less than 1%. And I don't think I'm going to be able to. How are they even alive? Anyway, let's take a look at our best teams, the top five. I'm going to give an honorable mention to the Bears.
Honorable mention.
They won 4 in a row. I don't think they're a top five team, but they are winning. And I keep saying that about the Bears. And you'll hear that tomorrow in a Sports Minute at 4:50 in the morning.
Whoa, a 24-hour tease.
Yeah. I was excited to do one again, and then I realized it's going to be on at 4:50 in the morning, said the guy who's on until 2 in the morning. I'm also throwing the Eagles out. And They threw another team out. Oh, I think just the Eagles. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, throwing them out like Jazzy from Fresh Prince.
Yeah. They want to be out, so they're out. At number five.
Number five.
I'm going to put the Colts. I've had them at five the last few weeks. Maybe if that game was at home, they win. They're 6-0 at home. But that is what I think is going to happen come the playoffs, is the Colts, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to win a playoff game. Now, they'll be at home, and is Kansas City at Lucas Oil going to be the same Kansas City at Arrowhead? But I think the Colts are putting together a nice season just to lose in the playoffs their first game. Sorry. At number four.
Number four.
I'm putting the Seahawks back in here. I think this Jackson Smith and Jigba season needs to be talked about and feared more.
Yeah, seriously.
They're 8-3. I really like them in the NFC until the Rams tripped them up, but that was only by 2 points. But Seattle's been rolling. Titans came back a little bit, but they got a win. I like them at number four. Number three.
Number three.
I mean, I'll put the – see, now it's like the Broncos, I don't know, but they've won 8 in a row, so I'm going to put them there. At number two.
Number two.
The Patriots have won 9 in a row. They're 10-2, only team right now with double-digit wins. So I'll put those two teams there. They've earned it. But I don't think anybody right now is as good as number one.
Number one.
The Rams. And we haven't seen the Rams do anything dumb or bad yet. They lost to the Eagles in a game where it looked like they were going to have a last-second field goal. It got blocked. The Eagles took it back. So the 7-point loss looks worse than it was. The Niners, they lost. It was a back-and-forth there, and Sean McVay played to win, and he didn't. And that cost him. But the Rams really, other than that, have not had a game where Stafford's looked terrible, have not had a game. Everyone's playing well. The Rams right now are number one for me, so I will go 5. Colts, 4, Seahawks, 3, Broncos, Patriots, 2, Rams at 1.
All right, I'll start at number 5 as well.
Number 5.
And I'm also going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. They should have beaten the Chiefs. If they would have beaten the Chiefs, I don't think they would have gotten that much higher on my list. Maybe I would have swapped them with the next team I have at number 4. But they played them tight. It had to go to overtime, and Kansas City does what they normally do. They finally won a one-possession game this season. But I have to credit what I saw from the Colts. The only thing is, you got to give the ball to Jonathan Taylor in the fourth quarter. I mean, what the hell was the game plan? They moved away from that. You have one of the MVP candidates and don't use them. So that was a bit perplexing for me. But they got to learn how to do this. This is the first time we've seen this iteration of the Colts. But good enough for number 5 in the list here. Number 4.
Number 4.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks as well. Now, the Seahawks, we've only seen them lose badly, and that's once, and that's when Sam Darnold had turned the ball over like 4 times. But even then, that wasn't a crazy final score. I don't like that they'd let the Titans hang around. You know, they could have easily beaten Tennessee a little earlier. They only won by 30-24, but, you know, they took care of what they needed to take care of. The Seahawks, good enough for a one win streak on that. But also, like you mentioned, the Jackson Smith and Jigba season, this might be one of, if he keeps it up, you know, obviously who knows what could happen if he gets hurt, God forbid. This could be the best statistical receiving season we've ever seen. Also, that extra game doesn't hurt when you're looking at these numbers. So the Seahawks at number 4. At number 3.
Number 3.
Like you, I also have the Broncos. I can't really penalize them for not playing. And in fact, they go up one spot because I also took the Eagles off of my list. I mean, they don't want to be there. They want to act like, the offense, we're still trying to get it together. We'll figure it out. All right, well, you know what? The top 5 teams have it figured out. You don't. So get out of my list. So the Broncos actually moved up, not playing a game. But, you know, I don't know how good they really are, but I actually think they'll hold on to get the number 1 seed in the AFC. So, the number 2, because I think the Patriots are shoehorned there.
We got to do something about the...
Yeah, we'll figure that out. All right, let me wrap up the last two real quick.
Number 2.
This is crazy. I hate it. We pretty much have the same list. It's the Patriots at number 2. That means at number 1.
Number 1.
It's the Rams. This is the first time I think all season we've had the same exact list in the same exact order.
It was
order.
The same top 5 in the same order, bro?
Yes.
Damn, bro.
I mean, I had to stretch it out because I'm sure we didn't want to do a segment within a segment within a segment. And we had the same teams, but what are you going to do? Rams 1, Patriots 2, Broncos 3, Seahawks 4, and Colts at 5.
What are you going to do, bro?
What are you going to do? Except fade out the music and say that's worse than 5.
I still am playing around trying to get the Titans to above 1%, and I can't. But I did find somebody who did the math. I know how the Titans can make the playoffs. And I'm not going to tell anybody. Coming up, I'll reveal it for you coming up. Of course, stick around to know how the 1-10 Titans, that their record, can make the playoffs. That's next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.